Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. This Christmas, let's find a gift that will bring a smile to your favorite outdoor person. I am not going to list the gift ideas for each specific sport or activity because many of the gifts will overlap. And for my family and friends, no, this is not a Joey B. Christmas list because I probably have like 99% of all that's on his list. Anyway, many of these gifts can also be used as stocking stuffers because obviously some of them will fit in a stocking. So here we go in no specific order. So first, let's start with binoculars. I call them binos. Actually, many outdoors people call them binos. And here's the deal with it. The same way you can buy an inexpensive car or go all the way up to, I don't know what the most expensive car is, a Cadillac, whatever it is. The same thing is true with binoculars, and it has to deal with the lens itself. And I'm going to tell you right now, I've got a pair that's, we call it the truck pair. It's in the back seat, so Gab could just pick it up, look. But if I'm on my own or we're filming somewhere, I just grab that pair. And when I say inexpensive, I'm saying you can get a decent smaller pair for about $100. I mean, hey, you can even get a real expensive pair for like $900 and a small pair. I've got my good binos that sit right next to one of my feeding stations inside my home. And you can even get one of those smaller inexpensive pairs. And it's like this. You want to make sure that what you're looking at is something that you can see clear. So if I'm going to look for eagles, that small pair is not going to work because most eagles, we try to give them at least 400 yards. We try to give them a great distance not to spook them. So figure that piece of the puzzle. Next on my list is a first aid kit. And I've spoke about this often. I think it is imperative that everyone in the outdoors knows how to perform first aid and CPR. Actually, watch this. I think everyone in the world should know. Red Cross and so many outdoor stores, they offer these courses. It's either for a modest like $5-$10 or even for free. But I'm going to let you know that most of the first aid kits, and I even have the outdoor first aid kit, don't have everything you need. And as you do a little bit more homework, you'll find portable splints and all these other things. Well, I call it truck and trail. I have one backpack. And in the backpack is all my outdoor first aid gear because I might just be traveling with Gab or I might be traveling with a team of photographers. We're going out to film somewhere or they're going to film me, whatever it is. And I'm going to let you know that I've got that. And then I have smaller little kits, one that fits in a backpack, like a large backpack and all that. So you probably want to have one in your vehicle and you want to have one in your backpack. Now, let's go to knives. Knives go back to the same thing about the binoculars. Inexpensive to expensive. Hey, when I'm walking through like an outdoor show, they're selling knives for like $5 now. Well, as my dad would tell you, what is the quality of the metal of the blade? Is it going to hold an edge? And obviously, the better knives have a better metal, which holds a better edge, which keeps it sharp. Because my grandfather, my father's father, my nono, would say a dull knife cuts twice. What he's really saying is if you have a dull knife, you're going to probably end up cutting yourself as well as what you're trying to cut. So you always want to have a good edge on it, number one, and the good metals do that. And I'm going to let you know that there's a number of companies out there, and one of them actually has just about every brand in there, and they engrave. And the reason why I'm using that one about the engrave, because, hey, you can go to your Ramsey Outdoors of Life and purchase a great knife. But this one company, so for a few of my family and friends, I actually buy them, and they like this at Christmas, a knife a year with something that went on during the year, and I have it engraved on that knife for them. How about an emergency blanket? Once again, truck and trail. Emergency blankets cost like $10, $15. And hey, you break down, you're on a snowy country road somewhere, well, you better have that with you. Well, somebody gets injured out on the trail somewhere, and you're going to take a while for first aid, and it's wintertime. And hey, you could be in the Rocky Mountains, and I have been doing my research up in the top of the Rockies in the summertime, and it's dropping down into the 30s. So that emergency blanket, and they fold up when you buy it. Think about this. You're never going to use it unless it's an emergency. They come in this little package, and you leave them in a little package until you need it. So, because you know this, it's like the roadmap thing where you try to like fold it back up to the original, and just never, ever, ever. Doesn't matter how much you try, it just does it. Now, I talked about stocking stuffers. Well, how about socks in your stocking stuffers? And I always speak about three-season socks because we want to wick away moisture. And there's some that are smart wool. There are some that have the sock liners inside of them. And they sell. And the spring-fall socks are really the same. Summer socks, obviously lighter, but you still want to wick away moisture because you're doing lots of sweating. And if you don't know this, the reason why you get cold, and I'll get to some other wicking things later on, but the reason why you get cold is when you sweat, not in the summertime, but in the other three seasons, and your sweat is next to your body and it gets cold, that's what gets you cold. So you want to wick it away. So think about that. How about water shoes? Yeah, it's getting close to the wintertime. Depends on where you live, because if you live in the Everglades, well, then your Christmas is going to be a Christmas tree. Maybe it's a Christmas palm tree. I don't know. Well, water shoes, and there's so many different brands that are out there. And you buy a good pair, and I'm going to say probably now $50 somewhere plus or minus. You can go a little bit more than that, obviously. But you can get a good pair of water shoes that if you take care of them, they will last forever. Going back to the wicking layers, we talk about socks, but that includes your legs and your upper body. And there's many companies out there that produce a great wicking layer. And you want to just get the moisture away from your body. If you don't know, the wicking layer is supposed to be against your body because it can wick away, actually take the moisture away. And then the next layer on top of that is fleece because it will also take that and wick it away a little bit too. So something about that. Now, going to, and I'm going to tell you this one, and you're going to go, wait, shouldn't we wait till the summertime? Well, no, because we can get the winter glare, that winter sun, that winter reflection on us. How about sunblock? For those of you that are like specifically skiers in the wintertime, you would know that. I am in the outdoors every single day, except for like right now when I'm locked in the studio recording it. But when I'm done here, hey, guess what? I'm headed outside today. And I guess the high today is going to be, I don't know, like 38. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it can be 38, I wouldn't say below zero because that'd be pretty cold. But to me, it's like being in the outdoors. But you need to prepare, and sunblock works better than sunscreen, something for you to check on. And going along with that, how about a great pair of sunglasses? Now, sunblock, sunscreens, and sunglasses should both be UVA and UVB approved. There is a UVC, but our ozone layer takes care of that. So I'm going to say this. Going with those sunglasses, because again, sometimes you think you're getting a good pair, and if it doesn't have a tag that says UVA, UVB, and in other countries, everything, including sunblock sunscreens, have to be UVA, UVB. In our country, I think it's still UVA, which does not make sense. So that's it. And added to that little list of things, and all these are great stocking stuffers, how about organic insect repellent? Because you're going to hear the word DEET in most of them, and DEET is a cancerous material that people just are like literally heading the outdoors all the time and rubbing their bodies all the time. Not a good thing. Find the organic ones. Hey, some of them have a fragrance of sorts to them because they're herbal and all this. But guess what? I'd rather smell nice and have no bugs on top of me and do it that way. And the other thing you could also add into, especially stocking stuffer, is a tick removal device. And they sell, and I did it on another show, and they have these little spoons that you could just simply listen to my tick show, and it talks all about it and how to remove them and all that. But don't go to that show because you need to finish this show so you'll know what is on the perfect list for the outdoorsman. But that's something. Now, hands. You want to stay warm. Mittens work better than gloves because what I do is you've got your four digits together, and that's why they stay warm. And every now and then, your thumb will get a little cold because he got left all alone. Well, I pull my thumb out of that, and I actually pop it inside with the five guys because now they're reunited together. But I can get them warm and then pop the thumb back. So this is something that I just do. And when I'm hiking with the Featherman, cool man, he actually takes an extra pair of gloves. I'm a mitten guy, he's a glove guy, but he keeps them inside his coat near his body so they stay warm. And if he ever wants to switch out, he just switches out gloves and does it that way. But the mittens, for me, especially, hey, you don't need to be a hunter by no means, but the hunting mittens have that slit inside of it, so you could actually put a glove liner on, and I've done that many times, especially when I'm out there doing research or have to use the binos or the spotting scopes or something like that if we're filming eagles out in the middle of the winter time. And that little slit in the middle of the palm is where you could stick your fingers out, do whatever you got to work, and then pop them back in. That works. Now, many of you think about this. You love the outdoors, and you're not really that wintry person saying, I want to get outside. Well, let's bring some of nature close to you. How about bird feeders? Bird feeders, and I'm going to recommend that you use seed bells, because the tube feeders, and they're wonderful things, except that the birds go through them so quick. And if you get a mix, there's a lot of seed in there, that the millet, et cetera, that they don't eat at all. And they just throw it away. They're looking for black oil sunflower seeds. So why not give that to them right away? And in a seed bell, they have to work at it a little bit. So with that being said, those seed bells last, and they're way less. Your bill for bird feeder food will be like a tenth of the cost of those tube feeders. So that's one thing. And if you use a tube feeder and it's got a little perch on there, you could pull those perches off, because you don't want larger birds landing on it, the starlings of things. So, because the smaller songbirds can land right on and get what they need without those little pegs that are on there. So I'm going to tell you that. And if you go to suet is nothing more than fat. Birds need their energy in the wintertime, and they sell suet. And I spoke about this recently, especially on my podcast show on woodpeckers. Don't go there. Listen here, because the suet has different flavors. You can get fruit inside of them. Hey, like we have, like in our diets, like we love something. Well, so do birds too. So there's something else you can try. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Now, getting people smarter. Hey, we all want to extend our knowledge a little bit. So you can purchase field guides. And there are field guides. Hey, you live near the shore? There are field guides just on seashells. There are field guides just on sea birds. So there are field guides just on sea mammals, etc. So I'm not going to go through the whole list of every animal and rock on Earth. Because, by the way, you can buy them with geology. And as I travel to a specific area, I always want to get the geology of it. Hey, I'm an environmental scientist, so obviously I want to know this stuff. But seriously, you can get field guides. So one of two things. If somebody loves birding, get them a great field guide on birding. And there's so many different ones out there. So you take a look at what they have and go buy a different one, extend their knowledge. Or if there's something that they're interested in, going, hey, I really wish I knew a lot about blank. Well, then get a field guide on it. And I'm going to let you know, if you go to the bird feeder as a Christmas gift, a perfect thing would be, I use this. You could use anyone you want. Don't get any money from them. I use the Peterson field guides, just have my whole life. So there's something for you. Now, the next thing that because we have our phones and we're looking at things and we're looking at maps and everything, I'm going to let you know that we're starting to lose touch with, you know, how we read things in the outdoors. Find the topographic map of an area that somebody typically goes in. You know, so if somebody goes, hey, I'm in the Rocky Mountains in this, well, then you find that it's actually called the quadrangle, and you could find the exact quadrangle, where on Earth, longitude and latitude, and it's like a jigsaw puzzle of maps across, and the USGS has all of them. You can go online. There's a million stores, the USGS, and buy these maps. And somebody who goes out in the wild should be looking at that map, not just your little phone, and looking at the mountains, because I'll give you an example, and I go back to my grizzly bear research. I was able to look at a piece of the Rocky Mountains and look at the map and see that Rocky Mountain right inside the map. And learning how to use mapping compass, to me, is so important. And people go, well, I got my phone. Well, if your phone dies in the middle of nowhere, well, maybe you will too. So how about learning how to use that mapping compass? An important skill. And again, many of the outdoor stores offer free courses specifically in the wintertime on mapping compass. So that works too. Now, I was speaking about your bird feeders and all this. So how about a heater for your bird bath? And people go, what do you mean? The birds don't ice skate. You do need electricity run out there. So that's something, and you make sure that you have the proper electricity for things out in the snow, out, et cetera. And I always call a heated bird bath a jacuzzi for birds. But birds do, and you will see them. they do come to drink in the wintertime, and they will come to bathe in the wintertime, and that's even the smaller songbirds, so having that near your feeders work. So the person that just loves nature, or you want to start to bring nature closer to you, and you'd buy this one now, and you wouldn't use it, obviously, and you'll see why, till next spring, but how about a butterfly house? Well, what do you mean a butterfly house? There are houses that butterflies will go to roost in at night. So some of them will lay their eggs near some of the plants near the butterfly house. So if you want more butterflies, a butterfly house. Now, the next one I tell you, you're going to go, oh, I don't want this guy living near me. Well, yes, you do, and I'll tell you why. How about putting up a bat house? I've often described this. I actually, because you can go online and get the plants. You can purchase the bat house. So if you're not, if you really can't build it, well, I built a bat house. They want them painted a dark color because it's going to retain heat, and that's the bats going to like at night. Remember, they are mammals. And so I actually had a friend paint Batman's symbol on one of my bat houses. That, not that I hang up. So when I'm speaking in schools, or, hey, I get hired to go speak, you know, everywhere in the USA. Well, I bring, if I'm speaking about bats, I bring that bat house with the symbol on. It just looks cool. Because you go, well, why would I want a bat living near me? Well, most bats are insectivorous, and one little brown bat will eat 1 million mosquitoes a night. I'll say that again. One little brown bat, 1 million mosquitoes. So now do you want a bat by your house, or do you want a million mosquitoes? You make the choice. So really just something for you. That bat house is just, again, to me, it's a worthwhile adventure. Moving along, the action cameras, and I'm going to give you a brand name now and then tell you, no offense to them, but they already know that this is happening, the GoPro type of cameras, but there's so many different ones, that action cameras that are out there that are so much cheaper in cost, and that's been the problem for them. So you can get, and there's so many great attachments that go along with it. You can attach it to your kayak, to your bike, to your helmets of this and that, and there's so many. Sometimes the attachments are cooler than the cameras, and they do some great job recording. They come with waterproof cases. Summertime, Gabby's in the pool doing little flips underwater, and I just take the camera with me, handheld, hold it underwater, does a little flips, and then I download it on the computer, and you know what? You want to see a kid smile. The kid is so excited to show you what she can do in the pool. But then when she sits on the computer, and you say, hey, Gab, look at this. And she's like, and just, so there is that piece of the puzzle as well. Now, water filters. There's so many different types of water filters out there. So it depends on, go back to the cheap car, to the up to the Cadillac. So you can figure out exactly what the person's needs are. Because, hey, you can buy an inexpensive one, and that's wonderful. But if you can find somebody who's going to live literally out in the Rockies for, and I keep using the Rockies, maybe because I love being there. But I'm going to say that that person is going to need a better water filter. So something to think about. Next one. Flashlights. You got the mag type, that's a brand name, but you got the mag type, the handheld, and the headlamps. And I would actually recommend trail and truck, having them in both, because I've got them in my home, beautiful old historic home, in many places, and I've got the huge spotlight one as well that, hey, when the storm is coming, I get these huge 150-year-old oaks near me. So when you have all that, I want to make sure that we're safe with that. But inside the truck, I've got a mag type and I've got a headlamp. And then in my backpacks, wherever I'm going, I actually put them in there as well. So just something for you to think about. And if you're looking for, you know, to add on to something, a nice day pack. And there's so many different, hey, you go to Ramsey Outdoor or your favorite outdoor store, and you're going to see so many different brands and styles. So, and again, they are experts in those stores. And that's why it's important to see people want to shop online. That's wonderful. But when you go into the store and you have this conversation with the expert, because when you go into the, I'll just use the backpacking department, that person is a backpacker who does it, who lives by it, who knows the gear, and you have that conversation. You go into the fly fishing section, not just the fishing section, but specifically fly fishing, and that person will speak to you specifically. And that's why, that's what makes these stores so great, because you can get some great knowledge there. So I'm going back now to water, rash guards. There's many water activities, and I'm going to let you know that you can use a rash guard when you're swimming in the ocean, but you can use it when you're kayaking, etc. So there's many different water activities, and they are SPF sunscreened up, so to speak. They don't put sunscreen in them, but it protects you. So now Hey, you've got long sleeves. They make short sleeve rash guards, and I always wear the long sleeve because now I don't have to ever sunblock my body up nor my all the way down to my wrists. So that is something for you to think about. For your gardeners that are out there, or hey, maybe you're married to the gardener, whatever it is. How about a quality kneeling pad? And I know they sell some junky ones because I have some junky ones, but I've got the good one that when you kneel down, hey, sometimes I'm just working on my truck and I just need to kneel for a second, bang, fill up the tires, and the good pad goes down, working around the house. So it's not just for the garden. I mean, I use it everywhere. The other day, not my snow blower, but my snow thrower, because it was a day where it snowed on top of the leaves, and I chatted about this recently, and I actually was doing my leaves and the snow at the same time, but some of the leaves got caught up on the underside of the machine, so I used my kneeling pad for the garden to clean out the leaves from the snow thrower. Pretty ironic on that one. Now, there is also sets of gardening tools, and many companies make them. Same deal. You go to your local nursery, one that sells plants, not kids. That's always my little joke about that. Well, you go there and ask them, and they're going to, there are inexpensive tools. But as my dad would always tell me, you buy a good tool and keep it for life. And that's what it's about. So you figure that one out. For the fishermen that's out there, or fisherwomen, because we have many of them, how about finding some great, and there's some lure kits and then some packs of lures. I use MegaStrike because Bobby Urich from MegaStrike. Besides a great inventor, and we've done some podcast shows with Bobby and film with Bobby. I actually film lots of his lures just for him, for his all his video stuff. Bobby's just a great man, a great humanitarian. He cares about people. He truly cares about our veterans in our country, which I do too. So for me to help a MegaStrike just by giving him a little plug here just is a good thing. Going back to the water, how about a new PFD, personal flotation device? If you're an older folk, you might call it a life vest, but now we have the new term. But seriously, there are many different, and you can get an inexpensive, and you're dealing with someone's life out there, I would recommend don't buy the inexpensive, you know, the older foamy guys that we used to use, what they look like, the block shaped. I'd buy a good PFD. Hey, my PFD actually has a mesh back, so I'm comfortable inside the kayak, canoe, and all that. So with that being said, that means the rest of the flotation part is going to keep me afloat. And they are made for different weights. So you sort of get them small, medium, large, extra large, and there's even double X out there. And you want to make sure that you get the right one that's going to support the weight of that person, something important to think about. So now, I have, and I used them this morning. It was time to put the garbage out early this morning before I came to the studio. And I have slip-on mocks. So they look like, I'll say they look like ankle-height snow boots. And they're ThinSlate 400 grain. And it is the perfect thing if you live in a colder climate and you're just going to walk outside. Hey, sometimes I'm walking outside in an inch of snow and just going to, you know, whatever I'm going to do, and I'll just slip the mocks on. Walking out, because sometimes it's a long walk to go get the mail, slip on the mocks. They do cost, and I'm probably going to say probably around, you know, between 50 and 70, 80 bucks. But that 400 grain, because if you don't know it, ThinSlate is used in grains. Like I have 800 grain boots. Hey, you don't need those. Or I've got 400. My snow boots are 400 grain because I use my wicking layers of socks I explained to you before. But those mocks are just a great, I really mean it. If you're going to say to me, what's like one of your favorite items you have that you use often, it would be those mocks. And they also have the opposite of mocks for the warm weather are the Crocs. And I know that's a brand name and there's a million of them out there, but I've got my camo colored Crocs for the warm weather. So there's that. Now, dry bags. We typically think about dry bags as using them in water, henceforth, because there's water, you make keeping things dry. But you could put your dry bags, and I use them right inside my packs, whether it's my day pack or it's my, going backpacking for, you know, days or weeks on end. So dry bags, all sizes, and they are not expensive at all. If you're going to go out there, and another thing I would recommend is a BPA-free water bottle. And they are inexpensive right now. If you don't know it, BPA is a cancerous material found in plastics. And if you're drinking like a regular, you know, whatever brand water from your purchased water in store, that is xenoestrogens, which is also a cancerous material. So how about getting a BPA-free water bottle, getting a filter at your home, putting in good filtered water inside of it so that person is safe. How about, think about this, treat yourself, get yourself one too. Now, I happen to, and I talk about this often, is I happen to bike all over the country. I go somewhere, and hey, if I'm taking my truck, my bike is in the back. So it's like all my other playthings, paddle boards, etc. But I have two pouches on my bike, and my pouches, you know, they make different sizes, different styles. All this, think about who you're purchasing it for. And I always have my ID in there. I always recommend that you just, I call it the forget about it money. I always have $10 in there because you might pedal into a store, pedal into a town. Don't pedal through stores. They don't like that. I've tried that. And no, I'm joking. So sometimes, you know, you've used more water than you thought you would. And now you pedal into a town. You got a couple bucks for that or an ice cream or just your ID. I actually have one pouch. It's a strong pouch that I just put my lock inside of it. So I got it's a real thick. I take that back. It's a real strong, not thick lock for my bike. It's, you know, a chain lock type of thing. So I have one pouch just for that. Well, how about this one? What happens if you're going to introduce your favorite outdoor person to a new outdoor sport? So once again, go back to the experts at your local Ramsey Outdoor, whatever store you go to, and ask them. And I'm going to give you two, especially the winter times. Many people don't go there because I love the peace and tranquility. Hey, I get out in 3 feet of snow and get out there on my snowshoes. And I have snowshoes for kids, and there are different sizes for women, for men, and different weights. Again, you have to figure out the weight of the person. They're all different sized up. I have the poles, you know, your hiking poles. That's literally what they are. I've got a, they sell, and you can buy the whole kit where they're going to sell you the snowshoe, the poles, and the bag that they go in, just a carry bag, this little sling thing. And to me, that's because I will take a group of people in the outdoors, in the snow. And let me tell you, it is also a great workout because people go, oh, you just walk right on top of the snow. And the answer is no, there's some work involved in it. Great workout, but you're going to get away from the world because the world won't go where you're at. And that's what peace is about and tranquility out there. And there are many people that use cross-country skis to do the same thing. And they also come up with the same kits that you can purchase. So all of this is above the $100 mark. So now you're talking a little $200, $300. Snowshoes probably about, you know, great pair, male snowshoes, probably about $150 to $175, somewhere around there. And around Christmas, you can get those kits maybe a little bit cheaper. Now, here is one that is definitely a stocking stuffer, but because of all the different things that we use, whether it's in the outdoors or around the house, how about batteries? How about buying the large packs? Because it is cost effective to buy the large packs. Hey, if you're buying your child some Christmassy gift this year that's got batteries, if you buy a little 4-pack, those are expensive, large packs. And I would always have in your house for safety for storms, but then when you're going on the road or in the outdoors, packs of double A's, packs of triple A's. Again, some other batteries, you might need another size. And I'd say that. And for that finicky person, because you're going, I don't know what to buy this guy. Because, see, I like opening gifts, and I'm not a gift card person. I'm talking about me personally, but there are people that just love gift cards. So how about a gift card to RamseyOutdoor.com? How about literally RamseyOutdoor.com? Or go online, call the people up. They'll help you out there. And Ramsey people are experts. There's so many different outdoor stores near you, but the Ramsey people, I know this because I work with them all the time. So that is the perfect thing. So gifts are great at this time of the year. Extend your hand, help someone in need, and that's probably one of the greatest things that we can do is a gift for someone, helping someone in need. You know, they have those giving trees at your church where you take a tag off and they're saying, hey, this person needs a blanket. One time we were filming with children and they, probably what sticks in my mind, I was there and this little child who was homeless and they were giving gifts and I was filming all of this and they gave this little child a winter coat and they put the coat on the child. It's got a big old smile and zip it up. And the words out of her mouth was, now I could finally be warm. So help someone in need. That smile, that hug, because they are free. So peace to you and your family. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybe.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.